evening. All right. Tina, you on the line and ready?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, we're going to turn it over to you.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only me, just Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I'll rest in his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy day, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand, all of the sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, God bless the stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Thanks, Tina, for that beautiful song. Okay, our prayer tonight is going to be done by Minister Francis Clark.
Amen. Father Bosby, we do come before you, Lord. In your precious and holy name, Lord, we just give you glory, we give you the honor, Father, that's due to be this day, Lord, because we know, Lord, you are more than worthy to be praised. We just glorify you. Thank you, God, for how you kept us another day, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day that we have never seen before. Realize, Father, that it could have been the other way around. I pray, God, that you remember everyone that's on the line tonight, God, that you will touch, God, that you will uplift in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, that you just have thine own way as you live. I pray, God, that you will keep us encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you remember, Lord, that you tell me I want tonight, Lord, that you were blessed, that you are not, God. Help us, God, to listen to your word, God, to apply it to our hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you will help us, God, just in everything, Lord, to give you honor and praise that is due unto thee, God. I pray, God, that you will take us through in this time. Lord, we know, God, that you're in control. Lord, you have everything in your hand. God, we know, God, whatever may go on in this world, Lord, that you have us covered in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just give you praise and we just give you honor, God. Looking forward, Lord, to what you're going to do, God. How you're going to bless, God. How you're going to use us, Lord, in this day and time, Lord, to tell other people about your word, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you are soon to come, Lord. We want to be ready, God. Help us, God, to stand on that sure foundation, God. Oh, Father, for you, God. I just give you glory, Lord. Have your way as it lives in heaven, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got a lot of background noise coming in. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone at this time.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, we just... Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Little Maddie Richardson.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to be back on another Thursday night for Bible study. We thank God for the song, the prayer, and we will jump right into what He's given us for tonight. Our scripture is going to be, the first one is going to be the Matthew chapter 6, start at verse 31 and 33, and then we'll go from there. Psalms 100, verse 4, and to Psalms 46 and 10, if you want to find them and mark them, if you follow me. As we get ready for holiday season, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, I want to encourage everyone to think about making a list of a few things that will that I need to do daily that that will help you to come out the other side of this without any battle scars from the enemy, because we know that it during this time thing it's easy to get busy, and if you're not very careful, some of the things that we need to do to help us stay focused kind of get pushed to the side, we spend it come out on the other side of the holiday, we can have some scars from the getting by the enemy. And so I wanted to just share with you what the Lord gave me for tonight, and know that the first celebration will be Thanksgiving. And but before we can even go any farther, we need to make sure that we are divinely connected to the Father. And that's where our first scripture comes from, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherefore shall we clothe? And verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yeah, we know that during the holiday, we can get really caught up in all kinds of things. Like, what do we have? Do we have what we need to wear for this occasion or that occasion? And, what about meal for this and that? And trying to keep the menu together for the dinner and all that. But the first thing we need to be concerned about is, are we divinely connected to the Father? Are we in right standards with God? Because that needs to be something that we focus on before concern about the earthly things that we're going to be dealing with. We know that there's a lot of things that happens during the holidays that we don't normally have to deal with just on a regular basis. And more people maybe, and it's just different family gatherings, and there are occasions where you need to maybe dress a little different, but none of that will matter if we are not in good standing with the Father, because His blessing will not be upon us during the season, and we need that more than anything else so that we can be safe and stay focused. It's so easy to lose focus on what we need to do spiritually during a time when we get caught up in a lot of business naturally. And as I always try to encourage people during the holiday, not get too busy, that we don't be focused, because the minute that we do right, or what we're supposed to be doing, is an open door for the enemy to and come in, and when you're attacked by the enemy, you never know how long it will take to come out of it, and then, you know, some is worse than others. And we don't have to worry about that. We want to be able to be focused and be led by the Spirit of the living God, so that all we do will be according to His will. Because if that doesn't happen, then anything else we do is really doesn't count too much. And so if we can make us a list and stay focused on the thing spiritually, then we can believe that they connect to the Father, then God's going to bless what we do in the natural. That's what we focus on now. We should be more than anything else. So we're going to make sure that we seek first the kingdom and make sure we are in good standing with the Father. But then once we do make sure that's taking place, the next thing will be to Psalms 100 and verse 4, and I'm going to read that. You can read started from verse 1 all the way, the whole thing down to 5, but I just want to read the one verse tonight and separate on that minute. And it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Now, to read off, there's a whole lot in there that if you read the whole thing, and we need to do that as often as we can, because God speaks to us through his word. Now, once we know that we're in right standing with God, the next thing we need to focus on is going into his presence in prayer. And that's what Psalm 100 verse 4 is referring to. And we need to know that except we go into the presence of living God who we pray, and I don't know that our prayers is really doing much good. It's not just saying words, it's not a long, drawn-out conversation that we need to have. But the main thing is that when we pray, which is praying about everything, is our topic for the week. And when we pray, we need to know that we are being heard, because we are entering into the presence of a holy God. God, outside this, if you read any about the tabernacle in the wilderness, and you know that when God tired Moses to build the tabernacle, it was put up in three parts, and the temple was also put laid out the same way. And now we still need to understand that there's some things we have to do if we're going to enter into the presence of a living God, and if we don't enter into his presence, I don't think we need to be looking for too much of an answer from our prayer. So the outside, the first thing was there was a curtain separated in three parts from the congregation, and only the priests were allowed to go in. But thanks be to God, when he died on the cross and the veil was rent at the temple, and you've heard me say it more than one time, every believer now is able to go into the presence of a holy God. But it's tied to you enter the gate. First, you have to come from the outside in the courtyard to the inner court. And there you go into the Holy of Holies. And it is by faith that we do this. Prayer has to be by faith, because we're talking to a God that we can't see. And we're operating in a spirit that we can't see. But we have to believe the word, because God said it and God can't lie. And to cry out to God and we operate in the Spirit, that He His Holy Spirit is with us as believers, then we are able to connect with the Spirit of God, and that and it is by the Spirit and our faith we are able to please God, and we can enter into His presence. And so to go, we go through the outer court, and then we go into the holy place. But there we have to go through the curtain, which is where the flesh and the spirit have to separate. We can't take flesh into the presence of God. We have to by faith go into His presence, and that is called the Holy of Holies. And in that place is the presence of the living God. And when we go into that place, then do we need to learn that death shows that all that we need, God has provided it, and it's the Ark of the Covenant, His houses, the law, the bowl and the manna that represents God's provision, and the rod of Aaron that represents the power of what can be done. And this, you know, when it's about it, that it budded, His rod budded overnight. And this is talking about what God can do. With everything God, everything we need, God has already provided for us. We just have to know how to connect to Him and be able to pull it from the supernatural into the natural. And so as we go into the Holy of Holies, which is the presence of God, and in His presence, we need to know how then to go. The next scripture is Psalm 46 and 10. We have to learn how to be people and hear God in order to get to the instruction from Him that we need to walk as we need to walk, especially in a time when things are get so chaotic and it's so much going on, and we can get busy and lose sight of what we need to see. But if we can learn, even in the most busy season, we should always be able to know how to go into the presence of the living God. And once in His presence, learn how to be still. After we have made our request known, it should happen before the Holy of Holies. And then once we get there, it's more being still and hear God. What is God saying? Which direction is He sending us in? Who do we need to minister to during this time? Who is that we need to give a call or send a card or even buy a gift? And I can tell you, one of the best gifts you can give anybody, and it doesn't cost us a whole lot, is the gift of prayer. When we don't, you know, a lot of times we may not feel like we have the finances to do what we want to do, but if we know the Father, the best gift we can give a person is pray for them that they not only will be provided for, but they will also be safe during the busy time. And especially right now when there's so much killing going on, we don't really understand how can all this be happening. And it seems like there's nothing anybody can do. But nothing is too hard for God. And when we give it to Him, we don't understand it. But God sees the end of a thing before there was a beginning. So God knows what's going on, but we don't. We would have to guess at something. But God doesn't have to guess at anything because He knows. And we go to Him. And then when He gives us our instructions, when we leave His presence, then we don't have to ask anybody what we're supposed to do during this time. We should away knowing, and then as we obey God, then we can watch Him in some cases for miracles, because nothing is too hard for God. And if we trust Him, if He said, if we can find it in His Word, then we can expect it to happen. That's what we need. So what I'm be met, but and we obey God, we will always exit. We can contribute to somebody else's well-being. So, yeah. And learn to find out where we are. And the good thing is, if we go and if we first, you know, seek to Him, seek the Lord, and we don't feel like we're in right standing, if it's something that we need to ask forgiveness for, all we have to do is do it, because God is gracious. Whatever plan, seek whatever need we have. If there's something that we did, we shouldn't have done, that we didn't do, and maybe treated somebody in a way that wasn't pleasing, or that did not measure up for who we're supposed to be, right? Then all we have to do is go to God and repent.
Yes.
And God will wipe it. It's already taken care of. You're not going back to the cross anymore. It's already done. But we have to know how to confess it and ask forgiveness for it, so that it can be covered by the blood. And that allows us to be right in right standing with God. And when we're in right standing with God, then the rest will just automatically come into being. When we pray, we can go into His presence. It won't be a hard thing. And if you don't know how to go into the presence of the Holy God, then I would ask, I would suggest, maybe you would spend some time and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to go into the presence of God, because that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to be intimate with Him. He wants us to know how to connect in the Spirit, so that we can have everything we need and bring that in the supernatural to the natural.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is going to be pulling on it in prayer and not
Amen.
Doing what we think is right, but doing God's way. So if we can do it according to the Word will never change. God will never change. And it's just a matter of going to the Word. If we lack wisdom, the scriptures say ask. If we lack knowledge, that's coming. And we need understanding. After we get the reading and wisdom, we need understanding that God will make sure that we have that also. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us to comfort us and to lead us into all truth. That's where we want to be, in truth, which is where we can connect with everything, with God, in every way we need to connect with Him, and have everything that He promised us.
Yeah.
So we enter into His gate after we have connected, and then once we are in His presence, we learn how to be still and know that He is God. I'm gonna read the Psalm 46 and the 10th verse, and then I'm pretty much finished tonight. And it says, Psalm 46, 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. We don't have to do it. We just need to pray God. I will be exalted among the heathen. That's unbelievers.
Yeah.
I will be exalted in the earth. God is going to be exalted, period. But it has to be at those that know Him and obey Him and follow His instructions. It will not be somebody that is, I want to put in church, but don't know. But what the scriptures say, I believe that. Acknowledge the law, not the power thereof. In order to connect to God, we have to acknowledge the power of thereof, the Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
The Word, not just the law, but we have to acknowledge the power of the Word. Because it is that Word that we speak that has life, and that's what brings forth the miracles. If there are any miracles that come from the Word being spoke according to the will of the Father, and we know that it is what we say that makes the difference. Because in our tongue, there's what is life and death. The power of life and death is in our tongue. Definitely,
yeah.
We need to know what the Word says that when we speak in the word, and so what happens will be according to the will of the Father. Because if it don't, we can be asking for one thing and receiving something totally different. But God those that obey him is going to do the prayer. We're going to praise him, and we need to learn to, you know, to give thanks at all time and all things. Not for all things, but in all things, you can find something to tell God thank you for.
Yes.
Read the scriptures and know that this season is a time that man has set the time for Thanksgiving, and even man may have set the day that we celebrate Christmas. But one thing we know, it was not man that had anything to do with the reason we celebrate, which is the birth of Christ. And so as we go through the next few weeks, there'll be a lot of things going on, and the only way we can focus and stay on course and stay in operating with the Father, we'll have to have a few things in place that we do daily so that we can stay connected to the one that can keep us and make sure that everything he has is met. He said so, according to his riches and glory. So go out, pray, if you read the word, and seek God for whatever needs that you feel might be missing, and enjoy this time. But do it in a way that after we come into the new, first of the part of the new year, that we don't have any scars for being in battle with our enemy. And God is the only one who can keep us. If he keeps us, we shall be kept. If he bless us, we shall be blessed. And I thank God for coming together tonight. Back to you, Robert.
Praise God.
Robert, come off of mute.
Thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. Let's take another minute here and see can we get rid of this background noise again. If you're not speaking, will you please mute your phone? Okay. Our 30 seconds tonight will be coming from Gloria Taylor.
Hello, this is Sakai Strauss, Tina's niece, and I'll be speaking on behalf of Sister Edwards tonight, and I'll be sharing a poem called Conversations with God. So, God, I have to give you the keys and let you drive because I don't know where I'm going. And I have to stomach my pride because my arrogance got my spirit looking bloated. And I got to trust your vision for my life because my sight is unfocused. And I got to be still to know your God and accept this isolation is only for a moment. I've been roaming, believing every omen was a sign from you, instead of praying and asking for clarity. And genuinely, it had me even more confused. Straying away from you feels like self-abuse, but God, I only walked away because I didn't believe I was still good enough for you. But wait, God, you say that I'm still chosen. And the day my mother bore me, every generational curse is broken. And I can receive every blessing with my name on it if my heart is open, my spirit is faithful, and my mind is focused. You make it sound so easy. So what's the catch? If I say I follow you, do I get to speak on what happens next? If I walk in the wilderness, could you put my stress to rest? You ask if I can trust you, and I respond, is this a test? My mind answers I'm trying, but my heart confesses yes. And whatever insecurities I have, replace them with your confidence. And all my irresponsible behavior, I'll drop for your common sense. And every weakness or skill I lack, trade in for your competence. I have to step away from my my dysfunctional stability to be closer to you. Leave everything else behind and make room for me. I'm afraid, but your courage is changing my view, because I know what's best for me is whatever is planned by you. I hear you saying, be still and know that I am God, that your steps have been ordered on this path to pride. I'm going to lead you through hell and high water, but still survive, because you are the head and not the tail. I destined you to come out on top. You set new standards. You defy the odds. Demons wither at your feet, because you protected by pop. I'm going to teach you healing. You nurtured by moms. You're no longer missing out or empty. Every spiritual deficiency is gone. You don't have to rush success, because the race is already won. I wake you up every day and puff breath in your lungs, because you are my light in this world, Sakai. You have always been my son, my daughter. Prepare to build the queendom, because the adventure has just begun. Thank you so much for listening.
Amen, amen.
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 Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going along. We can go ahead and open up the line for inputs and updates.
Good evening, everyone. This is Marvin. I come here on Thursday night to hear the word, to receive the message. I'm still receiving Thursday. But when I can't hear the message, I feel that I'm missing something. And when they say mute your phone, you cannot respond during the service, because there's cavities in the back of it. And I'm just telling you, I do not support it in missing the words in the message. And I hope I didn't affect anybody. That's all.
Good evening. This is Linda House. I would like to ask a prayer for my niece. Her name is Tanya Smith, and she's been having a lot of bad problems. But we know God can bless her. God can heal. And I asked her if she wanted me to put her on the prayer list, and she was so happy to hear that someone will be praying for her. So if you can, put her on the prayer list. Thank you.
Amen.
This is Jesse. I thank y'all for praying for me. And it's not my phone, because my phone was on me. I'm on my cell phone. So thanks for the prayers.
Good evening. This is Ole Dunn, and I'm asking prayer for my wife. She's doing surgery Tuesday. And I like for the family and Bible study friends to pray for her, and she'll come out of this surgery okay. Thank you.
Praise God.
What was the name? I'm sorry.
Name is Barbara Dunn.
Thank you.
This is Virginia. I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers. Thank you for your prayers.
I would also like to thank everyone for their prayers. I was wearing that heart monitor for 14 days. I thank God that the doctor told me yesterday that everything looks good on. Everything was good, no problem. But he still said he got to see what's going on with my back. But I know that when they first gave me that, I said, Lord, whatever it is, I said, you've already fixed it, because I was feeling better all the time. But it's just a blessing to know that you can go to your brothers and your sisters and have them to talk to God for you, along with you talking for yourself. God is so good, and I thank y'all for your prayers.
Amen.
This is Lorena. Like, thank you each and every one for prayer, because I came off my heart monitor on Monday, Everything is doing good. I just thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you that pray. Thank you very much.
Thank God, yeah.
This is Jean Edwards. I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers. I had surgery done on last Tuesday, and I'm feeling fairly well, and I just appreciate your prayers.
Praise God.
It's the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Moving right along, we'll go ahead and get ready to go.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. If there's no mistake, 32 people on the line last week, and we thank each and every one at this time for roll call. We in Virginia. Dennis Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willename. Here. Janet. Here. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Rock and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Olin. Glory. Here. Patty.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here. And I like Diane. I like to thank everybody for the praise report.
Okay. And then Lorraine.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carla.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy. Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Renee. Angela.
Here.
Daria.
Here.
Tamari.
Here.
Asante.
Here.
Tim. Tina Strong.
Here.
Don.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Jess and Nancy.
Here.
Tanya White.
Here.
Fran. Veronica. Valencia. Lisa.
Here.
Five. Did I miss anyone? If not, back to you, Uncle Ronald.
All right, thank you. Okay, before we turn it over to Dr. Burwell for our closing prayer, next week our opening prayer will be done by Virginia Brown. Our 32nd is going to be done by Deborah Jackson.
Did you say Deborah Jackson?
Okay.
30 seconds?
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't hear my name, Evelyn C.
Evelyn C?
Evelyn C? Yes, ma'am, here. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to turn it over to the possibility.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another opportunity. Father, thank you for everything that you have done this far, God. Father, we ask you to continue to bless us and use us for your glory, God. Father, yes, everything that the enemy tried to bound, God, we ask you to use us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word from your speech, yes, Lord. God, continue to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Encourage her, God, to let her know that what she's doing is working for you. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for each and every one that's on the line, God. Oh, God, stop the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you to call us to taste and see that the word is good. And, oh, God, thank you right now, God, that you are our merciful God. You have brought us this far, God, not to leave us. We thank you for anything that we have done wrong, God. We ask you to forgive us, God. Strengthen us, God, and clean our heart, God. Help us to have a mind like you, walk like you, talk like you. God, we thank you for everything that you have done this fall. We thank you for many that have went in the hospital, Lord, and came out good, Lord. Feeling much better, Lord. We thank you for taking care of them, God, and watching the doctor hand, God. Nobody can do it but you, God.
It
is impossible, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for the woman that's going out for surgery, God. Lord, I ask you to take care of her, God, and use her for your glory, God, that she'll have a testimony that will recognize you, God. We thank you in advance. We thank you for everything that you have done this day. We thank you for covering us, God, and protecting us, God. Over the dangerous highway, God, protecting us in our home and on our job. God, and looking after us, God, and keeping us in our right mind. We thank you, God. Nobody can regulate the mind but you, God. Nobody can keep us safe but you. And we thank you for it, God. Lord, continue to be with us. Lord, we need your help. We need your direction. Lord, many are discouraged this afternoon, God. Lord, I ask you to encourage them, God. Let them know that you are still there. You are our protector, God. Lord, you'll be with us until the end of the world, God. Lord, and I thank you for everything. You said all things give thanks, but this is the will of God. And I thank you, God, for keeping us alive, God. Keeping us alert, God. Oh, God, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, I ask you to remember us on this weekend. Lord, as we go forth for the rainbow tea, Lord, God, I ask you to bless everyone, God. Be the speaker as well, God. Oh, God, and take care of us, Lord. Lord, and give us that sweet sleep. Watch over every one of us. Let those angels protect us, God. Protect our mind, God. Continue to give us strength, God, and put love in there. Hate, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
God. Lord, when we can't pray, God, we ask you to pray for us, God. Oh, thank God, and give us that strength, God. Tell us what to say and what to do, God. Oh, God, we thank you in these last and evil days, God. Be with us. Oh, God, remember, Sister Shaw, whatever she may be going through, we rebuke the enemy, God. Lord, protect us from her, God. Lord, I ask you what name, God. Take care of her, God. We know that you hate to do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember, God, Tommy Smith, that was a back pain, God. Lord, I ask you, in one of those pains, you said, by yourself, we are healed, God. Oh, God, you can be the Lord, God. Oh, God, you heal all wonderful diseases.
Thank you,
Jesus. We have the faith, God, and increase our faith and belief.
Give you glory and honor.
We trust you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
And give us to our own
God. Lord, I thank you. Oh, God. We understand that you are great, oh, God. You are the reason of God. Oh, God. We can do it. Oh, God. Nothing is impossible for you, God. It is the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. We are thankful.
Back next week. That's there. We're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.